Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Quasi-Indefatigable Zenilith, the MP3 file. I'm Jane Emerald, and we're talking... What am I talking about? I'm talking about work! Absolutely. I have interesting knowledge on this subject. I'm an interesting person. I'm 38, nearly 39, and I have yet to have a job more than 2 and maybe a little bit more years. I think one job I had, I worked for actually 2 years, about 4 months. My intention is to keep my present job for longer than 2 years. It would make my wife very happy. And frankly, I'm still enjoying it. There's still enough excitement to it. There's enough of me being able to express myself in ways that I enjoy that make it really great. And I get to travel around a little bit. I'm not right now traveling through beautiful Mora County, New Mexico. And getting ready to go over the pass and go into Taos County and go visit the Taos. Taos is kind of a dirty town. So is Mora. You know, every traditional town in New Mexico is a little bit on the dirty side just because they're just old little dirty frontier towns. That's all they ever end up being, you know. There's some nicer ones where things have built up, but the towns where a lot of people came to, and then they kind of just never left. They're just a dirty little town. And not to speak badly, like they're corrupt or evil. You know, there's plenty of corrupt, evil places anyway. But, you know, they are clean and pristine and all the nice little things that everybody likes to see. When you think of a northeastern type little fishing town or little farming community, it's perfect. It's pristine. It's manicured. And you won't find this in New Mexico. You'll find a little town that tried a couple of things, failed miserably perhaps. And right now what I'm in the middle of is 100 travel trailers. Not travel trailers, mobile homes. And that's what progress is in these towns is, you know, people finally get to the point where they say, hey, we can bring in a manufactured home. Because building here is absolutely, it's expensive. It's expensive to drag all the materials up here. So you don't tend to. You get a manufactured home, and you bring it up here. And then if you want to make it look nicer, you stucco over the outside so it's not obvious. Things like that. There are other kinds of houses here, but by and large, they're old and they're run down and you know, not necessarily very good. Mora doesn't have a booming economy in anything, except maybe forestry. But that's okay. I still like it because it's picturesque and it's honest. I like an honest town. I don't like a town with a lot of pretense. The place where I'm from, Tucumcari, is very pretentious. Very. They jack up your tax rates for the sole reason saying, we're going to use this for economic development. We're going to bring jobs this town, which is stupid. Why would there be any jobs in this town, in that town, except for building more motels, you know, national chains want to make sure they have good coverage, so they build some more, they build another motel out close to the interstate. And the only jobs those create are low-wage, touch-scrubbing jobs, let's be honest. And that's basically what you're going to end up having. Is a toilet scrubber job. Not to say that that isn't great, but why on earth are we jacking up our tax rate to do that? They were going to come in and build a new motel anyway. They had a good logistical reason for just putting a motel there. Not because we gave them a tax break, not because of anything else particularly, I don't think. For all I know, they're going to let them stay there for free without having to pay taxes. Oh, that might possibly be so. It doesn't really matter because they passed that tax right along to their customers. Not like it affects them any. Anyway, so I like a place that's not pretentious. That doesn't try to be something that it has no hope of being. Tucum Carey does it all the time. Mora, I don't see Mora doing that. Mora is pretty happy with what Mora has. And it's not slaughtering itself trying to find jobs for people. People are supposed to find jobs for people. And they need to go out, and if they need to leave Mora to do it, they leave Mora to do it, and that's all. I think Tucum Carey, I don't understand the mentality of Tucum Carey. I don't understand why people think they should dump just tons of money into trying to make this stuff happen. There's somebody talking about that we still needed that railroad spur, which is dumb. Not the kind of stuff that the kind of industry we would get to have here has absolutely no interest in using railroads for anything. It's like they're bonehead. Well, if we already have it, things will come. And you go, no. This is first you give them, first you find out if there's anything to do with it. Quit throwing money at dreams. And that's what this particular MP3 file is about. Not about communities doing that. Not about that. The whole concept of a community is kind of off and wrong. And kind of anti-American when it gets right down to it. Anyway, we're talking about individual people doing what they need to do to get by. It's a hard world. And it's not going to get any easier. It's not going to get a darn snifter's easier on anything. As far as I'm aware, there aren't any safe jobs. I feel mine's reasonably safe. That's only because it's relatively on the new side, and the whole world has decided that computers are an important part of our infrastructure. It's becoming an important part of everybody's everyday life. Therefore, the fact that people need it and want it, it's kind of like being an electrician. There's always going to be a job for electricians because our world, our country at least, runs on electricity. That's how we get power to everybody. That's how we do a lot of the things that we do. All the things that we prize rely upon electricity. So electricity is a good thing. There's always money to be had in electricity. Whether you're an electrician or whether you go to work for a utility company, you know, that's a reasonably secure job. Sewage. There's always going to be sewage. Garbage is always going to be garbage. We're not going to stop. We're not going to stop generating garbage. But you have to understand, doing garbage is not a high-skill job, but it's certainly good for a heavy equipment operator. Because if you go to work for some landfill, you got a job for life. There's never going to stop being more crap dumped into the earth and covered up. Unless we decide to do it some other way. I don't think we've ever come up with a way that we're happy with. Or just start making bigger mountains. The plains will start to rise with great mountainous pile of dirt. And you go, what is that? Oh, that's just full of garbage. I bounced around from job to job. And a big part of it has been trying to find a place where I felt okay. I felt like everything was good. And I found it. It's nice because I have a, you know, the whole circumstance is good. I've got a wonderful supervisor, wonderful boss. He's the kind of guy that if things are going well, he doesn't think with it very much. He doesn't worry about coming up and managing you when you can manage yourself pretty well. And I'm grateful for that because I don't like having people breathing down my neck and saying, "Oh, Jay, you shouldn't have done that," or "Oh, Jay, I don't like how you spend your time." The whole point is I'm taking care of the business that is here in this area. I don't ever try to put anybody off, you know. At least not for more than like a week, but that's usually if I'm just having a heavy travel week. And this week is going to be one of those. I'm going up to Exciting House to take care of some issues up here. So here I am. Da, 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 da. It's beautiful up here because I'm up in the mountains. It's a little dry though. Last year, oh, it was beautiful. Green. The meadows were green. It's not, it's drier this year. You can tell. You can just look around and you say, ugh, looks kind of dry and depressing. And it is. They've had some snow up here. You can see it up on the mountains. But it was only way up high. I'm still down a little low in here, and there's really no evidence that there was much snow at all here. It's all gone. Everything's kind of brown. See, oh, there's just the trees. So I get good scenery. I get a lot of things that I enjoy. I like having. It's an interesting thing. I see other people and in a variety of places, variety of occupations, who just kind of muscle through as if there's some great virtue to that. There's only one virtue to a job. I'll tell you, and you know, that would make you want to sacrifice to have it. And that is a need for money. And that's it, you know. I won't, I've walked away from jobs, rather lucrative ones too, that I wasn't well suited for. You know, and people would speak poorly of me and say, "God, you just give up. You just give up way too easy." And you go, "What?" I said, "I got there and I could tell almost immediately this wasn't going to work good. The relationship with my boss was bad. They were too close. They felt the need to watch over every single freaking thing I did. Or somebody did. And I don't really like that." You know? If I do my job well enough that I can get things done in this amount of time, you know, I'm getting paid by the job. If I get paid by the hour, you need to pay me a whole lot more than this. You know? And that's not a rude, cocky statement. It's true. If you expect me to sell my soul to you, and to work diligently like a dog for hours and hours and hours a day straight and never, you know, never do anything else, that I'm not the person for you. I get done what needs to be done. I try to do it quickly. I try to do it well. I try to do it the lasting way. So so that things will go okay. That's the biggest part of what I do. And people like it that way. They don't want me hanging around for days and days and days and days doing something. They want me to come in. If it takes a couple hours, they want me to take a couple hours. If I get done faster, that makes them feel better. Thank you, Jay. You're wonderful. Thank you. Have a nice day. I like it when I do a good job, right? And do a good job, and they like it. I don't want to put people into a situation where they go, well, he works by the hour, so he's slow. And he milks it. And you go, but I don't want to be so rushed that it doesn't get done right. So, you know, I have enjoyed working hourly in the past, because most of the jobs I had that were a salary job were very, took advantage of the fact that I was on a salary, you know? Well, the expectation here is we're going to work 50, 60, 70 hours a week, and that's just the expectation. If you don't like it, you'd better leave. And that's like, okay, that sounds good to me. Bye! My expectation is I'm getting the heck out of there. Because you don't have to put up with that. You don't have to live that way. That's what people do when they should hire somebody, but they don't want to. You know? It isn't going to be a question of, well, we're going to pay you a superior amount of money and we expect you to work hard, long hours. You go, I'm sorry, that's not what I'm about. I've got a family, and I've got a life. And I'm not selling it to you for this amount of money. I'm not going to sell it to you probably for any amount of money. No amount of money is worth it. I'm going to continue to work and get better to the point to where I'm wanted, needed, and necessary so that I can, so that when people say, hey, we've got some more money to give people a raise, I want to be one of the first ones to be considered. We better get Jay a raise. Why? Because he's good, and if other people got a hint of how good he was, he'd be gone. And we don't want that. We want to keep him around. And that's got to make you feel good. That I can do that. Well, anyway. I am a great believer in having somewhat general skills, not to get terribly specialized, because you know what? Things change. Things change all the time. People who specialized in, like, Microsoft Windows NT4. Now, I know a bit about NT4. I won't say I'm an expert in the least. These people, unless they continually kept updating their skills for 2000 server and for 2003 server, if they didn't keep continually updating those skills, going back and doing more training, all those other things, that skill that they have that used to be so lucrative, people would go, oh, you have that? Ooh, we're going to pay you more. Or, oh, we're going to hire you for a lot of money because you can do this that nobody else seemed to be able to pull together. And that person all of a sudden finds himself out of a job, you know? You might be able to stay around for quite some time, maybe 7 or 8 years, for places that really aren't upgrading their stuff particularly, that are happy with what NT4 did, and that they really don't want anything else out of it. You know, he could be able to do that for quite a while. Then someday, They're going to say, we need to upgrade. And he'll say, well, no, NT4 can do what we want to do. We have to pay you more money. And someday they're going to say, you're just saying that because you're scared of getting a newer system, aren't you? You're worried that we're not going to need you as much and we're going to get rid of you. Well, yeah. And you go, oh, that's right, you're gone. So it's because he's just not, he just doesn't have the general skills. And that's always what, you know, a generalized person can make, can from lots of experience on a lot of different things, in general, can sometimes make a better supposition about things than a person whose training is solely on one thing. I used to know all kinds of people who said, you know what, I am a gosh darn expert at WordPerfect. But guess what? Nobody needs WordPerfect experts anymore. Well, I could do so much better than that on WordPerfect. Well, who cares? Everybody wants you to do Microsoft Office. Can you do it? Well, I don't know how. I barely learned how to do it on... And you're gone. You're being downsized. You were valuable for a period of time, but then all of a sudden, you're not. Chunk. That's it. That's all there is to it. So, that's why I say, get yourself some general skills. I know a lot of companies, and it's almost the siren's call. You know, they'll do a whole list of all the certificate. Let's take technology type stuff, for instance. Let's take IT. IT is all about all the certifications you have, honestly. And I've only got two certifications. They're very general. They don't change over time. You know, I only have to get them once because it's a generalized skill set. It's about computer hardware, mostly, and networking. Now, networking changes. It doesn't change all the time. There's a lot of people, like you said, I am a NetWare certified network professional. And, of course, now, if you have that credential, it's worthless. There's what? There's hardly any place that uses NetWare. They don't do it. It's not there. Ain't gonna happen. Well, I'm not really excited about having to go around in a curve. I'm sorry. If you don't know, I'm in a car, and I'm driving to my next job. And there's a nice guy to let me kind of get over, because he wants to get to his camping spot up here in the mountains. I'm up a little higher in the mountains. Now you can actually see some snow on the north side of things. So that's better, but we're still in kind of a drought situation here. And I'm not saying that's bad. What I say is, in order to compete in that kind of a world, which I'm not particularly interested in order to compete that in that world, you have to constantly be getting new certifications. I mean, a line of them. He's this kind of network engineer and this kind of systems engineer. He's a MCSE for NT 2000, 2003. Vista coming up, the whole shebang. The normal guy has no time to do that. No, you know. And if you want to fight at that level, that's what you ultimately have to do. Of course, most of these guys, and I think they're smart to do it as long as they're. Their joy comes from this, and their skill set goes in that direction. They better get into project management. they better go more that way because the hotshot kids are going to be coming up, you know, that know more about the new technology than they've been willing to acquire. Yeah? That's fine. They're going to make more money than the hotshot kids do. You know, they're going to be more of the managers of this stuff. They become more business types. Because that's how you do it without just going stark raving mad. And saying, how am I ever going to learn all this new stuff? Because you changed everything. Oh, we've got a new, updated, fantastic, improved version of this. And you go, well, I just barely got down to learning this. Now, I'm useful because I was able to cross-train on a ton of stuff. But just in general, I have some general ideas in my head about how Microsoft does things. And it tends to serve me pretty well. Does that mean I'm the most fantastic expert that I can say exactly how it's going to go off the top of my head, every single thing about Windows? Gosh, no. But I do know enough things to be able to get through things better than other people often can. And that's why I have this job. Do I get paid a ton? No. No, I don't get paid a ton. I get paid better than most. I get paid better than some. Because of the specialized, I won't even say it, I have really specialized skills. It's about the skills that I've acquired over time that somebody needed at the time I was looking for the job. I shy away from jobs that require lots and lots and lots of extremely specialized skills, because usually they're looking for one guy to do one thing with one machine and one piece of software, and if at some point they get rid of that machine or it gets rolled into something else they're doing, and it happens all the time, all of a sudden that guy better have gotten himself put up into management, or, you know, he better be walking out the door. Because that's the way it's going to be. It's going to have to constantly be saying, you know what, it's like everybody says, I better keep my resume updated. It looks good, a resume. And you're going, I'm not that kind of a person. I'm not interested in becoming that sort of person. I'll do a basic job. You know what, plumbing by and large doesn't change. Some neat things come into it, but the basics of it don't change. Same thing's true of mine. I basically do customer service. I basically help people understand what they need and how to get it. And that skill set doesn't change. Some of the players may change, some of the fact that one thing or another thing, some details may come and go. But by and large, that's what I am. The fact that it's computers although it is important, it's not the most important thing. I just look down at the time, and I've already gone into super MP3 territory. This MP3 will not sit on a floppy disk. 3.5-inch high-density floppy disk. It just isn't going to happen. I'm having fun. I enjoy what I do, and it gives me spare time, and I get to explore things that I'd like to do. I have been, let me kind of give you some of the things that I've been kind of working on. My website is in a constant state of flux, usually not the information that's on it. I usually just keep the same things. I'll add a little bit, but by and large, not very much. Mostly these MP3 files lately. And and I'm, it's mostly the server side that I change. Like, at first I used to use Zope, but I'd flip back and forth between Zope and something called THTTP, which is a throttling HTTP server. Hypertext, I forget what HTTP means. Hypertext Transport Protocol. I'm guessing that's what it means. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I'm right. Anyway, I've been switching back and forth between two or three things. Right now I'm using something called Synchronet. It's an old BBS software that got to the point to where it was a web server and an email server for the internet. And I've been fooling around. I fooled around with it for a couple of weeks, and then I said, you know what, this just really isn't what I want. I mean, it's okay, but, you know, I've always wanted to do something myself, put a little bit more of my own personal stamp on it. And so that's what I'm going to do. I've gotten all the materials together. During this couple of days away, I'm going to start working on building my own web server. I want to do email, too. Now, I've been doing Gopher for a little while here, probably for about, probably about 8 or 9 months. And, I'd always thought that I could pull together something that looked better. I have been using, and I have used almost exclusively, a piece of software called PyGopherd, which was written by a gentleman. He put it all together, he got it going, and then he just kind of, you know, like everything else, you kind of lose interest in things after a while. It's not interesting to you anymore. And I had run that. I'm still running that on my Gopher side. And I always like the fact that you can manage both your Gopher side and your HTTP side all the same thing. The only problem is what it gave for HTTP was really kind of ugly looking. I never liked it. I'm a very, I like things that are very streamlined, very simple. So my HTTP server will be extremely simple. I don't get a lot of traffic on it, honestly. I'm not sure who even listens to these MP3 files. I don't keep track of it. It's not, it might be fun to every now and then that people take a look at it. But they're going to download, they're going to listen to it, and they'll trash it later because that's the way files are. There's something, because they're so simple to do, because anybody can do them, they become of extremely limited value, low value, nothing. People don't hang on to something with the intent that it, you know, they won't pay out a whole bunch of money to have something that isn't exactly what they want. Or something really disposable. I can't say that, though, because a lot of people do that. Podcasts, the paid podcasts, that's people throwing money at something that they're going to listen to for 2 seconds. You know? I paid this much money to listen to a 3-hour, like, Rush Limbaugh, and all of a sudden, boom, it's done. I don't hang on to it, because you really don't have storage space. And honestly, those things, they're of limited value to Rush Limbaugh. You know, he only keeps a copy, not because he's going to rebroadcast at some point, because he thinks it might draw a new crowd, which is what life is all about when you're doing for-profit things. He keeps it around simply because at some point in the future, he might want to get a sound bite from it to say, see, I told you so type stuff. Rush likes doing that. Name of his second book, see, I told you so. But that's the only value it is. To his listeners, I can imagine there might be a couple of archivist types of people who are just pack rats by nature and have huge hard disks, and they'll crunch down things and put it into a form so that they can keep a couple of years of Rush at a time. But you know what? It's so topical and it's so in that moment that keeping an old copy of it's pointless, because he generates so much more of it all the time that there's really no way to go back and listen to it. Current affair shows are good that way. I've never been one to have to be interested in the current affair show, so me having archives is probably of greater value, I hope it's of greater value to people, than a current affairs show, because something I recorded five months ago, I hope will be just as topical and just as correct, or at least close, as it was the first time I recorded it. Okay. Enough of that. I was supposed to start this thing talking about jobs, but I've gotten on to other things. I'm going to write my own web server. I'm going to write it in a programming language called Euphoria, because I like Euphoria. It's a nice scripting language. It's a bit faster than most scripting languages, just because of how it's set up. It's much more a computer's language as opposed to a person's language. And that's fine. Linux gives you wonderful possibilities. It's kind of outdated. A lot of people don't even bother using it. To use INetD, which is the Internet Super Server, every copy of Unix or anything like it has it. So that you can really easily write servers, a port server. You don't even really need to have anything else. If it can take standard input and give out standard output, that's all you gotta have. And it can crank, you know. It doesn't actually run until there is a request given that ask for it. Yes, it's really, really, really good that way. You know, it's kind of light duty. But let's be honest, unless you're a huge corporation, you're not going to be serving thousands of anything. And I'm not doing this to get rich. I'm doing this because I've got to drive all this time anyway, on the road, so I might as well record something. Maybe my kids would like to have it at some point. They can know a little bit more about their dad. Know what he thought, what he was up to. The things that he did. So here I am, doing all this. Anyway, so I want to have an HTTP server. I think I'm going to have to basically start with Gopher, which isn't a problem because I like how Gopher works. It's a sensible thing. It makes a lot of sense. Plus, it's much more easier to serve. And you don't really have to have much of a translator for HTML to make it happen. So I ultimately want to do that. That'll make it so that I can cut down on how much stuff is on my server, save me a little bit more space so I can load it up full of more stuff that I just like. I just want to have available to me. I've been playing with making a uploader that's actually email-based. So you send it to a particular server, and you send, email data to it, and that file gets posted as a part of your website. Now, I'm going to try to come up with ways to make that simpler too. I want to make a really simple SMTP computer with POP so that I can pull down, I can use regular things. I pretty much want to be able to use standard tools to work with it. But I want to make it as simple as humanly possible as I can. I'm not going to have a lot of equipment to I'm not going to have a lot of equipment to put stuff together. I'm not going to have a lot of specialized equipment at all. Basically, an email client, really simple POP email client, could do the job. Nothing exotic at all. Being able to handle MIME to put files in there. And then, you know, Firefox, because Firefox can do the World Wide Web and can also do Gopher. I like that. Gopher speaks to a certain kind of people, and I like it. Plus, the metadata for Gopher and for HTTP, or the kind of stuff you get in HTML documents, they can work together, and I can make it so that they behave a certain way. I still like best everything being stored pretty much as mail messages. It's the simplest interface. It can hold all the data I need, including metadata. And that just gives me this wonderful opportunity to just do all this stuff. Now, I might have to build myself a better email client that doesn't strive so hard to hide weird metadata from me, because I want to be able to shove metadata in there. That's going to be kind of my security system is going to be in the metadata of these emails, where these things are going to be put, how it's going to be done. To make this thing as simple as I can, and I'll put it out there, and if people want it, they can have it, you know. I'm not gonna fool around with it, doing this, that, and other thing. Just gonna simply put up a file and make the thing happen. As simple as I can. That's probably the whole magic of using just raw socket stuff, really, and basic euphoria. You don't need anything more exotic than what it's already got in it, because I'm not doing graphics, I'm not doing anything. I'm not even saving particularly the files. Every now and then it's going to have to save itself somehow, so I have to come up with a simplified way of doing that. But beyond that, that's about it. A lot of the most, a lot of the more exotic things, I'm just not doing. Because there's no need to. The whole point of this thing is to make it really simple. There's no problems to it. Make it work for me. Well, it makes me happy. We want to pull out a configuration file and make something, you know, and make something, that might be consumable by other people. That's fine. I'll put it out there. I'll say it exists. It's out here. Throw it on your search engine. I might be able to drum up a little bit of business, but not enough to say, hey man, I'm not doing anything to make anybody happy. This is exactly how this thing works. It gives me one personal email account, which is all I need. But it gives me the ability to store stuff. It's actually made to be an email storage system, but that you can also pull from it. You can also do editing too. You can do a little bit of snip, snip, snip here, snip there. Through the email. Probably the most exotic thing will be a mailing list. And it's mostly just the scanner looking and seeing what a thing is addressed to and then going from there. Honestly. I'm not very interested in virtual domains because, frankly, you get tired of virtual domains. It's nice sometimes. It makes you look a little bit cooler to have a virtual domain. But I'm going to be using, my biggest need is to use HTML 1.0. You know, I'm not really married to HTML 1.1. The things that it provides, I don't really need. So I'm not going to use it, most likely. I might use a couple of, I don't know. I haven't looked at it hard enough to see. Anyway. It's going to be pretty much what I can use, or what I can do, to produce the kind of thing that I want. And it gets down to, well, what do I really want? What kind of enhancements do I want after the basic thing? I'm a pretty basic guy. That's all I want, is usually the basics. All right, I'm coming into beautiful Taos. I'm going to have to go because I'm going to have to get back to work now. Start taking a look at what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to overnight here, and then I've got to go to a meeting that's coming up shortly. Come on, car! Let's go! Stay at my place I like. Oh, it's $40 now. They went up by $4. Yikes! It must be the season. Anyway, this is Jay Nemro. Have a great day. We went way over time, but we had fun, I hope. Talk to you later. Bye.